Today, scripture reading is Job chapter 1, verse 6 to 12. Job 1, 6 to 12. The title is Absolute Thanks with an Empty Heart. Absolute Thanks with an Empty Heart. I'd like to read the Job chapter 1, verse 6 to 12. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From roaming about on the earth and walking around on it." And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil." Then Satan answered the Lord, Doth Job fear God for nothing? Hast thou not made a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hand, and his possession have increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now, and touch all that he has, he will surely curse thee to thy face. Then the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your power, only do not put forth your hand on him." So Satan departed from the presence of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord, our God. Today is Thanksgiving Sunday. The holiday we celebrate today can be traced back to the Puritans who immigrated to the New World, America, in search for religious freedom, and gave thanks to God's grace that they were able to survive the famine and the cold that year, which killed more than 50 people, half of the population, and that they were able to eat their first food in the land of the free the following year, despite the suffering from disease and the Indian attacks. But biblically, we know that the origin of the Thanksgiving is that God gave the Israelites the feast. And at each feast, the Feast of the Tabernacles, the Pentecost, and the Feast of the Weeks, they would come before God and now come away empty-handed, but would offer sacrifice that honors God with their thanksgiving offerings. To this day, we've had many thanksgivings, and we claim to live in gratitude to God, but is gratitude to God truly alive and well in our heart? If I were to ask you today, why should we give thanks to God? Would you be able to answer with certainty what each of you truly has to give thanks to God for? I dare say that there is a way to know if you truly have nothing but gratitude for God. Gratitude is a confession of faith and trust in all that God has done in each of our lives. Those who are truly thankful to God always have peace of mind because God guards on our heart and mind. According to the Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, the scripture said, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God shall guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus." We have no reason to be anxious or afraid because our peace is given to us by Jesus who rests in us. And also Jesus talked to us in John chapter 14 verse 27. John chapter 14 verse 27, peace I live with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Amen. Indeed, we have often expressed our gratitude to give to God with our lips, but are we truly thankful in all things? True gratitude is not merely something expressed with words, but it is when we recognize the grace we have received from God and respond to that grace as a new person. It is when we live a life fully trusting in God and drawing near to Him daily that the meaning of gratitude offered to God truly comes alive. Today, I wanted to introduce you to a man who truly gave thanks to God and was recognized and praised for his gratitude. Let's take a look at Job's gratitude and learn from it so that we too can be recognized by God. Amen. If I had to describe his face of gratitude in one word, it would be absolute gratitude. As in the title of this post, which is a complete emptying of the heart. In our actual lives, when we encounter difficulties, suffering, and tribulation like Job's, and our vision becomes blurred, can we make a confession like Job's with absolute reliance and faith in God and passionate love for God without any conditions? This is the question we must ask ourselves today and receive the answers. The content of the text is something we know all too well. Satan refers to God that he has been traveling around the world looking for something to accuse those who claim to believe in God. Then God asked him, "Have you seen Job, the man who lives in Uz? And he boasts that there is no one on earth who is so perfect and upright, who fears God and looks away from what is evil." You can see Job chapter 1 verse 8. Then Satan replied to God, "Will Job fear God without reason, without condition? Because God has given him favor, sustained him, loved him, blessed him with possession, and blessed him with all kinds of things." In the Job chapter 1 verse 9 to 10. And he continued to talk to God, "If God were to stop giving Job all the blessings he is giving him and taking them away without paying attention to him, he would surely curse and swear to God's face." In the Job chapter 1 verse 11, God heard the word for nothing in Satan's word, and knowing Job's face, God made the suggestion to remove the word "why" from Satan's mouth. "You may do with all his possession as you please, but do not touch his life." Today's scripture, Job chapter 1 verse 12. Then Satan began to strike the Job's possessions. Job here's a report that the man of Sabaoth have suddenly taken away his oxen and donkeys and killed the servants with the sword. Verse 15, but this is not the end of the story, for while he is listening to this report, another man runs up and reports that the fire has fallen from heaven and consumed Job's sheep and the servants. Verse 16, While he was hearing this report, another person ran and reported that the Chaldean had suddenly taken the camels and killed the servants with the sword. In the verse 17, while he was listening to this report, another man came running and reported the master's children were eating in the house of the eldest son, and the wild wind blew from the wilderness, and the house collapsed, and all the children were crushed to death. Verse 19. Finally, he had lost all his possession, and he had lost his seven sons and three daughters, all of whom he loved, in one moment. And Job's response is, you can find out the Job chapter 1 verse 20, I'd like to read that. Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped. Job's response was to worship God in repentance. Who among us, upon listening either of this report, would immediately fall down before God in prayer, worship, and thanksgiving when we hear that one of our children, let alone 10 of our children, has died in an unfortunate accident? We know how Job used to worship God by offering sacrifice to him, calling out the names of his grown sons and daughters one by one, lest any of them should die or sin against him. We can find on the Job chapter 1 verse 5. And it come about when the days of the feasting had completely their cycle, that the Job would send and consecrate them, rising up early in the morning and offering burnt offering according to the number of them all. For Job said, perhaps my sons have sinned and cursed God in their heart. Thus Job did continually. Amen. If he were an ordinary person, he might have said, God, this is too much. I worship you. I gave tithes and various offerings, and I live in fear of you, striving to live a faithful life. I haven't fallen into the ways of the world, nor have I sinned. How could such things happen to me? Not just one thing, but you taken all my children, you taken all my possession. God, if you have a mouth, speak. What kind of God are you? And he might have cursed God. But the words that have came out of Job's mouth were, let's look at the Job chapter 1, verse 21. And he said, naked I came from my mouth's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Job's confession was not a metaphor, symbol, or a lesson. It was a real situation. Truly, even as I am preaching to you right now, I am so afraid to speak that I hesitate. Satan speaks of a conditional faith. He said that Job fears God because God has protected him and blessed all his possession. But if all of that were taken away, Satan claimed that Job would not fear God but would curse him instead. This is what prosperity-based faith looks like. Thanking God when things go well, but turning away from him when things go wrong. It is a faith that fluctuates according to circumstance, where gratitude can turn into a curse depending on the situations. But true. Gratitude toward God is absolute gratitude, which is a genuine gratitude. It is a gratitude in all things. Let's look at the Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God. I give you another one, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything, give thanks for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. The word is everything. In this Greek is a pantheon, which means all things, everything. The idea is that we are to give thanks to God at all times, in all things, in joy, in sorrow, in pleasure, in anxiety, in distress, because this is God's will for us. How well do we live in obedience to this command? If we don't, we are still at the level of gratitude to God that is not recognized. Satan has taken all of Job's possession, but he has not been able to take away Job's absolute gratitude to God. Not giving up, Satan makes another offer to God. He suggests that even if he could sacrifice everything for his life, inflicting pain on his body would destroy his faith. So, the Satan is suggested to God, according to the Job chapter 2, verse 5 to 6. However, put forth thy hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, he will curse thee to thy face. So the Lord said to Satan, behold, he is in your power, only spare his life. Satan caused Job to have a malignant sore from the crown of his head to the sole of his foot. This sore is Hebrew, is a bishi lao, a severe boil, leprosy-like disease that afflicts those who are cursed by God. In the Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 35, in the scripture, the Lord will strike you on the knees and legs with sore boils from which you cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot to the crown of your head. Job described the severity of this sore, not just a sore, but a sore that is so severe that it can't be cured. The itching was so intolerable that he scratched at it with the piece of a broken tile. You can find out the Job chapter 2, verse 8. His skin would harden and heal and then burst. You can see verse 7, chapter 7, verse 5. And his breath would stink and disgust the peoples. You can find that the Job chapter 9, verse 17. His flesh and bones would become so fused together that he could barely survive on his gums. You can find at the chapter 19, verse 20, and his skin gradually became blackened and began to peel away, and the intensity of the heat was so severe that he felt the pain as though his bones were being scorched. You can see the chapter 30, verse 30. His limbs were almost falling off. Chapter 30, verse 17. And at the night, all his bones ached, and the bone shuffling pain was so intense that he could not sleep. Seeing this, Job's wife mocked him, saying, After all this, are you still going to hold on to your deteriorating face? Why don't you just curse God and die? He responds to his wife's words. Job said, if we have received good from God, should we not also accept adversity? And despite all the hardship, he did not sin with his words against God. Job was abandoned by his wife and his friend, seeing him covered in the painful sores, thought he had sinned against God and was being cursed. They mistreated him and accused him, misunderstanding God's will and judging him harshly. Everyone turned against Job and hated him. But the most unbearable thing for Job was that no matter how much he prayed, he received no answer from God. We can find out his confession in the Job chapter 13, verse 23 to 24. I like to read, how many are my iniquity and sins? Make known to me my rebellion and my sin. Why dost thou hide thy face and consider me thine enemy? I give you another his confession in Job 23, verse 8 to 9. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. When he acts on the left, I cannot behold him. He turns on the right, I cannot see him. How long do you think Job suffered? It's not just a few days or months. The Bible doesn't say, but the Apocrypha says that Job's suffering began when he was 70 years old and ended when he was 100 years old. That's 30 years of suffering. In the midst of the abject despair and loneliness, condemned by his beloved wife and friends, accused of sin by all those he helped and counseled, and unanswered the prayer from God, Job never lost hold on God's hand. He never cried out, why are you doing this to me? Are you not too kind? Have you taken everything? Have you not struck my body? He only bowed his head in absolute thanks, absolute faith, holding on to God's hand in the midst of all his sufferings. How many of us do not suffer even 1/100th or 1/10,000th of these afflictions, and yet we complain and grumble, curse the church, and walk away? I envy his confessional faith that it is God who gives and it is God who takes away. I have not foolishly sinned with my mouth, saying that I came naked and it is fitting that I should go naked. If you and I can make this confessional faith, we can believe that no matter what tribulation comes, even the 7 years of the great tribulation will not be cut off from every blessing in heaven and earth. Every blessing in Jesus' name, not only for us, but for our descendants to all generations to come. Amen. May we all take Job's faith to heart today and ask God to help us walk in the way of Job's faith every time we pray in the name of Jesus. Whenever we suffer, may we thank God, and I bless you and me to be those who hold God's hand more tightly, to endure to the end, to empty our heart to the end, to give unconditional gratitude, absolute gratitude, and to see the end of gratitude. Let's all find a Bible verse to read and close. Please open your Bible, find out the James chapter 5, verse 11. James chapter 5, verse 11. Let's read together. 시작. Behold, we count those blessed who endured. You have heard of the endurance of Job and have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealings, that the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful. Amen.